Jesus Christ lived on this earth about 2,000 years ago. No one with any sense denies that this is so. Was he mad, deluded, bad, or very God in fact, saying incredible things, doing impossible acts? The world has never seen the like of things it saw that day, when Jesus said, if you want to reach God, I'm the truth, the life, the way. They said he's got to go, this rebel's got to go. This carpenter from Nazareth is knocking the status quo. Jesus Christ made the lame to walk, the deaf to hear, the blind to see. Well, he calmed the raging tide, the people followed him constantly. He healed the leper, said he came from God, that he had power to save. And to prove that he could do it, he raised Lazarus from the grave. The world has never seen the like of things it saw that day, when Jesus said, if you want to reach God, I'm the truth, the life, the way. They said he's got to go, he's really got to go. That irresistible man from Galilee is quite upsetting the show. Now Confucius, he was a good man, but his tomb is occupied. Buddha's tomb also, and Muhammad likewise. Tell me, my friend, when time's out of name, what excuse will there be? For history records forever, amen, Christ's tomb is empty. The world has never seen the like of things it saw that day, when Jesus said, when they crucify me, I'll arise from the grave of the dead. He said he's got to go, he's simply got to go. That man that rose from out of the grave is still upsetting the show. Well, we're living in this world, my friend, in the 20th century. What Christ did then, he repeats for men in all our history. He's Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. He created all of life, and praise God, he still saves the soul of man. The world can still avail itself of the power unleashed that day, when Jesus said, if you want to reach God, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the way. You can cry with the crowd, I want the rabbis, Christ must go. You can thank God that Jesus Christ still upsets the status quo.